You're listening to the show about riding lizard carcasses down a river. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And have you ever heard of the City of Forgiveness?
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
But I need you to tell me what the results are for the three D20s that you rolled on Google.
I see. Whether I'm out of breath. 2, 5, and 8.
Got it. So 2, a 5, and an 8. All right. So you reach out your hand and shout. You shart halt commandingly.
Shart.
Ew.
That's how Bathwack utters his command spell. It's the same place he breathes.
It's really messy.
He sharts halt. It spells it out on his special underwear, his special breathable underwear.
Yeah. Oh,
what do you? Let's see. Yeah. What do you need? What do you need to cast this spell? Plastic bag.
All right. So,
oh my God.
You shout
Herbert glove.
You shout halt.
Yes.
And a cork.
Just by default, you know, you instinctively you hold your hand out in the classic, you know, crossing guard, hand up, stop right there gesture, and from your hand shoot forth 3 bolts of energy.
Oh my God.
You have cast Eldritch Blast at Selenia, and all 3 of the bolts crash into her back, and she goes sprawling down into the ground.
Oh my gosh, you killed her.
Crap. Oh my God. What?
What? There's a significant crowd around because, again, the streets have been rather full with people since everything in this world is changing. And yeah, you've seen this, you guys. You saw everything. You saw Bathwick yell halt and these Eldritch Blast bolts of energy fly from his hand and crash into Selenia, who is now face down on the ground.
Eric is trying to get rid of NPCs
again. Can I take an action?
Sure, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. This is not an issue.
I'm going to run up and do a medical check. Is she dead?
Oh, yeah, crap. She's dead. You can roll medicine, but yeah, she's dead.
She's dead. I'm going to cast Revivify. Is she in pieces or is she in one piece?
Oh, my God.
Do you have 300 gold worth of diamonds to cast Revivify?
Do I need 300 gold worth of diamonds?
For Revivify? Yep. Yeah, you do.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, this is the first time you've required that.
No, it's not. You had to snort them last time, if you recall.
Yes, but I didn't. Okay, fine. But I don't think I... Never mind. I'm not going to incriminate myself.
Oh, no. Well, what do we do now? Well, that's not...
Oh.
Snort the diamonds!
Oh, man. Wait, I seriously need diamonds.
All right, do you have 300 gold?
No, I have nothing. I basically gave it to those guys. So.
I know.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oof. Oh, yeah. Wow. You didn't.
This is
that.
One of those spells where if you don't have the materials for them, the spell is like insanely broken. Third level spell.
Well, okay, it's very funny that we were just talking
right,
about
I guess
all
that's
this
true.
Because Abby didn't have
I
to have
I thought
that
as a paladin I could cast it, but that's fine if you require.
The tricky part, you
materials.
Have to consistently... Oh, I mean, like, especially...
It's you know, it's up to you. You're the DM, so...
Okay, well, you know what? Rafina is furious.
Yeah, Rafina! I'm shouting Rafina. I'm shouting your name.
What is happening? Why
did
I
thought
you
went
do that?
Way.
As I'm,
I don't know.
Oh wait!
Dead.
Oh wait! Oh flip!
Healer.
And then someone in the crowd nearby shrieks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wrong sound. Nope, wrong sound.
What?
There it is.
Oh, I thought a building was falling over.
Nope.
I thought I busted through the wall of Tomorrow Today. Like the Kool-Aid
Look
man.
At my gold!
I got Oh yeah.
Fina, healer. I can't bring her back to life. She's dead. I can't believe she's dead.
Let me just see if I have any diamond dust left. Do I have any diamond dust?
I don't know that you have. You think you used all your...
To be fair, you need to now explain the rule. Do they have to have that? You have to... Eric's getting
it's
all nervous.
That's what spell. I just... It's in the spell. And it's just the first time that he's been strict about it.
Probably because that's a really powerful spell. Yeah. Like that, to bring someone back from the dead is a really powerful spell.
So, all right, well, I have other things, but this involves 500 units.
Yeah,
of
see,
diamond.
That's the thing. I don't know. What do we do? This is going to have to be something that it's not mine, but you talk about because you haven't had spell component requirements.
If I'm going to be a jerk, I looked it up on Stack Exchange. And it provides page references in the player's handbook for why your spell focus is sufficient for material components for spells. But this is Eric's game, so he can do whatever he wants.
Stack Exchange.
What does that mean?
Here, I'll send you the link. But again, like, you know, we're not bound by any of these rules, so, you know.
I know.
We have not been. Yeah, in the past, so there's no reason why.
The problem is that I didn't explicitly state this from the outset.
Yeah,
and
you didn't.
I feel like a jerk.
Be a jerk. It's
so
fine.
Here's the thing. This is what so Eric is probably having a panic attack right now. So I'll just start throwing out ideas. What about they both get that to have that spell a freebie, and now you have to say like that there's some kind of requirement, whether it's a component, because that is a very powerful spell. Especially as far as like a story, if Eric wants to kill somebody, I mean, the point of D&D is that we're all telling the story though, but
that's
like,
right.
I'm just trying to throw out ideas because poor Eric, I can tell he's vibrating with nervousness right now.
No, but Eric, I don't care. Like whatever outcome, you know, whatever you decide is good with me. I just,
because Alex is the best,
yeah.
But I want to,
no, but I mean,
fair.
It's his game. So it's his
but
his
it's
rules.
All of our game, and I want it to be fair. And Eric wants it to be fair too. That's why he's stressed out right now. So you can say words.
Is there any gin left in here?
Just oh gosh, Eric, just talk. When you're silent, it makes people nervous as well. So you need to communicate. Well,
yeah, that's the problem is that I didn't specifically say, guys, make sure you have a raven's feather to be able to cast, and I've never cared about that. So like for me to suddenly say that I care about it is.
But the way, and I'll just weigh in, the way we play, needing feathers or incense or stuff like that, that's fine. But when something calls for an actual component with a dollar amount,
yeah,
you have to have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
I can see why.
Which I think is a good rule moving forward. But again, I've never...
Right. So how about this? How about in all fairness, because it sounds like Alex, as we know, is the nicest guy in the world and is like, hey, if this was a story thing, I mean, I don't think you planned this because he just shot her and I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, that seems like you wouldn't have known that he was going to reach his hand out and cast a spell at her. So you didn't plan this. But if it's something that you're into, then you can agree that like he still gets a freebie. Or if Alex really wants to save her, then... This is the freebie. I don't know. Does that sound fair? Because if Abby got a freebie...
I mean,
freebie,
if I can't cast the spell, then I have to rely on someone else. So, you know.
Or just give us all diamonds.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, who knows what Will finds in those treasure in that treasury.
Guys, look at
does anybody need 300 gold worth of diamonds?
Just a little bit too late.
He shows
like,
up
like
a
10
minute and 5 seconds later with a pile of diamonds.
Yes, look at all these diamonds.
It's 290 gold piece worth of diamonds.
Oh, God, I can cast Revit.
Just one carat smaller than needed. I did it on purpose. I mean, like, I mean, we can even talk as a group right now. Like, what would be interesting? Would it be interesting for Selenia to die? I sure think so. But if Alex really doesn't like that, that's okay. Like, I think it's a question because Alex can decide whether that is something that's interesting for Bathwack to explore moving forward. Like, would you like to keep that? Or I don't know, like what, I'm just saying it because like Abby got to do it. And we were literally just talking about this tonight. It's funny that it all came at once. Mm-hmm. I don't know how
and
that happened.
He's going to divorce me if this is going to be right, the way
Eric,
it is.
How could you get divorced if you're not married? I don't understand that.
I want to know. Look, yeah, Alex doesn't. Let's not talk over Alex. I want Alex to say whether he is like, yeah, you know what? I'll use my freebie later or now or what? Or what? You're also not saying anything. I'm being like, I'm being your proxy talker person because. Both of he, he's not. It's okay. He's your friend.
Too cool to talk.
I don't know how to get diamonds. Where do I get diamonds
at stores?
From?
So that's store. The other. thing.
You ever see Uncut Gems? Tibby taboo.
That's the other thing, though, is that when we started playing, Abby had never played a single game before, and Barovia is a land full of nothing. So to have such limited resources with a completely new player is completely absurd. Barovia has nothing in it. Usually in D&D, when you go to a city or a town, you can go to a store and collect the components that you need. You don't, I mean, druids can gather them in the woods. Anybody can gather them, but like that's, there's a reason that like lots of druid spells are like the wing of a butterfly and a whatever. And so they can collect some of those components, but then they go buy them. So in a world that's a normal world, there isn't such scarcity as in Barovia. So,
right.
I mean, that's, I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm talking too much, but I'm just trying to
say
that it's not impossible for Aunt Abby to find her component or Rafina to find her components.
Right.
But I think that this is a fairness discussion right now because that's where we've come to. So just have the discussion.
Opportunity for growth.
So it's fine. I mean, I can try to cast Revivify and realize it's not working for some reason. And
her head's off. Her head's in the. Her head's not there. No, I'm just kidding.
But whose head is that?
What do you? So quiet. I'm just gonna not talk for a second.
I mean, I just don't want, you know. The last thing I want is for anybody to feel like I'm like taking something away unfairly.
Right.
But also, no, like,
he really, Alex is really okay.
I am really fine with it.
But if you're going to move forward with this restriction, then you need to make that.
Right. I think that should be the case.
Well, what's the monetary value cap? Like, should she care about small money? I mean, like, Denise, I like that. That's a cool rule. Like, yeah, things that are incense, it's like a penny. Like, you don't have to pay for it, whatever. You just assume you have it. But if it's something like a 300 gold piece diamond, then it's something you have to have because it makes it more special. Like, I get that.
Right. Like, I'm looking at fly, for example, component, a wing feather from any bird, period.
Yeah.
Like, I can assume that someone could have that. A bit of fleece for major image polymorphs is a caterpillar cocoon, but none of them have like values associated with them.
Oh man, but Crusader's mantle, I need 50 gold pieces of ruby dust. That is a super powerful spell. I mean,
what's Crusader? Oh, but that he no. Oh man, so now this is going to be like a discussion for 1,000 years because like I don't want that to happen, but like bringing everyone back all the time is also really, it should be more special because otherwise then like we just bring everybody back all the time. I don't know.
Or,
I agree,
you know, or when they die, you know, they lose their head.
Right.
That's maybe happened before.
Oh yeah, Nick. Maybe. So if Nick could have never been revived, if your head is chopped off, you can't get revived.
I don't think so. I don't know if
anything. No, you can't.
You can't restore
any missing body parts.
Oh, yeah. So you'd be headless. Okay, so you'd be dead.
Yeah.
There might be more powerful ones. I'm not familiar enough with D&D to say for sure.
I don't know either. It's got to be a resurrection spell.
You guys want to play Monopoly?
No!
Yeah, this is Monopoly. Seventh level necromancy spell resurrection.
All right. So we'll have the conversation again once we get to resurrection.
Yeah, but there it's 1,000 gold pieces worth of diamonds.
We better go back. We got to go back to that river where I left all my money.
This is interesting, though, because I've been looking up. Like, I remember for warlocks, I don't think I needed any spell component.
I never needed anything that had money in it before.
We're getting really powerful. That's the other thing.
Yeah, arcane focuses and holy symbols cover the majority of spells.
Right.
But
I had an arcane focus.
When something needs something of that specifies gold points, like you have to have that item.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's used in the casting of it. Like it is consumed. I know that, yeah. I'm just trying to how do we, I mean, how about everyone weigh in? I feel like I'm talking way too much.
I think
much.
Everybody's talking.
Yeah,
except for me.
I know. I don't know how to, we're all going to be paralyzed with like trying to, I don't know what to do.
I'm fine. Look, I mean, it's a powerful spell, right? If we can't cast it, we can't cast it.
Yeah, but the only problem, is right now is that I didn't set that as a rule, and you guys have these spells prepared, not knowing that that is a restriction that you need to follow. Mm-hmm. And that's not cool. That's not fair.
Right. I agree.
To you guys.
That's why I was saying it. That's why I say he should have the choice of whether he casts the spell and that's his freebie. And you also have to make it so that they get to get the components too. We need to have those opportunities. We need to be able to go to a town and chill out for a day and shop. I mean, just say out of character, I go or whatever.
All that in a bag of holding and buy some diamonds. Right, Bathwack, you can buy 300 gold worth of diamonds, right?
Diamonds are
your gold.
Yeah, yesterday.
Uh-oh, I am so curious.
So yeah, I don't think I could say no right now, but then moving forward, now that we've said this, I can.
You also need, I'm sorry to make it more complicated, but you also need to
God damn it, KT!
We've been playing for 4 years, we played in Barovia, we got a bunch of money and stuff, and then we didn't get to spend it because it became heavy.
That's true.
That's another crappy thing.
Sorry.
I'm just saying, usually when you would have adventured, you would have something, but I don't know.
Maybe if
Abby,
I can make some money.
Are you okay with this? Like,
I'm, this is all like a new day, every single day.
Look, I feel
less killing people in the middle of the streets and more Rolodex Rooney. That's all I gotta say.
That's right. Bathwax is gonna get up on stage. She's like, hey, honeys, I gotta make my 300
diamonds.
You've
never seen this before.
Oh my God.
I accept 300 gold or diamonds. Stuff it right down here into this breathing underwear I have.
So what's happening? Yep. What's happening?
Just leave them in this briefcase.
It's not cramping my style. I think that the spell is going to fail and I don't have 300 or 500 gold pieces worth of diamonds. So my spell won't work either. So I think that she's probably dead.
Abby, how dare you? That's so nihilistic.
Let Alex talk.
What? Gwen? Where's Gwen?
Yeah. Are we attacking her now?
No. No, I don't know what happened. I tried to get her to stop running. I mean, I tried to command her to stop running. I didn't.
Well, you definitely stopped her. And Gwen's going to do a medicine check. Because she, you know, I mean, just for the sake of doing one to see.
She's dead.
Like, she's dead? Well,
I think so.
What is going on?
And Halula runs up, and she's panting. And she's like, and the rest of the crowd has sort of given you a wide berth. And she says, she took someone's money and just ran. I don't know what she was doing. What happened
to
her?
Wait, is it diamonds?
Yoink! She's like, Rafina just takes it and she's really cute about it. Yay!
Wait, I know exactly 300 gold pieces worth of diamonds, right?
And then I problem keep it solved. And don't do anything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, my God.
Do we need to talk to her?
Can you bring her back, Gwen?
What happened
Gwen,
to her?
She
died? What happened? Did you kill her?
This is I'm Halula. Not able to bring her back, but I can allow us to talk to her?
Why did she take money?
I don't know. She didn't explain it before. We were just having a drink in the tavern, and then she just bolted.
I guess we'll never know. Okay, let's go. Sorry. Sorry.
No, but you guys, do you want to try to talk to her to see if we can find out why? I mean, I'm not able to bring her back.
I want
right
her
now.
To be alive.
I can't.
Who killed
do that
her?
Right now. His name starts with the B and ends with an athlack.
Ends with the thwack.
Brian Crack Threat?
That bastard.
Brian Crack Thwack. I'm sorry, that was great.
So glad you never have to meet that guy. He went that way.
Oh my god, let's find him. Justice must be served.
Oh my god. Oh, that's so funny. Alright, so she said the bathroom.
Yep. You killed her?
I don't know what's going on. I was trying to command her to stop running.
With Eldritch Blast?
No, I didn't mean to cast it. I don't know what happened.
Okay, I'm sorry. How do you not... I don't know. When I cast a spell, I cast that spell. You're an accomplished spellcaster. How the heck did you mix up command with Eldritch Blast?
I don't know. I don't even know how I can cast Eldritch Blast.
I mean, they have different verbal and components. How, like, there's... It
takes me no effort at all to cast Eldritch Blast.
What?
What?
I just do it. I don't know. But... I didn't mean to commit. I meant to command her to halt.
Well, you halted her.
That's not what happened. Can we do something? I can't bring her back. I tried.
If she's dead, I can't heal her. The only thing I can do is talk to her corpse.
Well,
Ethric turns around and starts sort of pacing, trying to think of an idea for how to correct this.
Well, we have 7 days to get 500 gold pieces and a diamond.
7 days? What? I thought
why,
it was an
why
idiot.
7 days? It's like 1 minute.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Wait, really? Not for you? Seriously?
She has a different spell.
I have a different spell.
Oh,
you do?
10 days. 10 days. I have 10 days.
Oh, Bathwack is really relieved. I mean,
go steal some money, Bathwack. Just kidding. Yes, we have ten days.
Don't put her in the ground yet. I'll get the money.
Oh gosh. Are we gonna be carrying her around like the bloody arm?
And Captain Clockface.
We just can't lose any pieces. Right?
In a barrel. You don't lose it. All right. Well, you're in charge of carrying her.
Yeah, you're the one who did this.
Oh, so I got crap.
I'll get the money, but I draw the line at this.
I'm like hauling Captain Clockface.
Yes, you are.
You're encumbered.
Oh my gosh.
He's just riding.
Maybe Mo can do it. Maybe can Mo do it?
Where's
for
Mo?
You?
Tonight,
where's Mo?
Tonight, I would like to talk about something. It's called carrying capacity.
What are the people around us doing, like, while we're sitting here?
They are
talking about carrying this corpse.
Yeah. They are murmuring to each other and eyeing you all very suspiciously.
Oh god!
Are they
starting
up
Bathwack?
A diamond Kickstarter? I hope they're all on their phones.
A GoFundMe.
Oh my
god! Clear out, everyone! Clear out. There's nothing to see here.
Whoa!
So Bathwack says,
"Okay, roll an intimidation check."
Oh my gosh.
Bathwack, why are you being so scary?
Because I want these people to go away.
I don't remember you ever doing that before.
I know, I didn't kill people either. crap, hold on. I gotta subtract dice off of here. How do I do that? Oh, there we go. Hold on.
Minus.
Oh my gosh, I rolled a 20. All right.
Whoa.
Spanakopita.
Yeah, so that's maybe I should tell Eric the number secretly.
Ooh, 45.
Too late now.
Yeah, yeah. Really. It's a 31 on
yep. I know what it is.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Holy crow.
A little intimidating.
Yeah, Bathwack has Everyone two skills checked off on his away. List, and he rolled both that's of them it. Tonight.
Wow.
That's it.
Yep.
That's
awesome.
So yeah, you say that, and people draw their children behind them, and some people run, other people just back away.
Oh, why am I not here to see this? I'm so sad.
You're a happy cockroach swimming in coins.
Yep.
Every day they're out cockroach. There making Bathwack a jerk. they clear off. There's people down the street still sort of keeping an eye on you, but nobody anywhere nearby right wow. now. Yeah, they bugger off.
Gwen's just gonna get to he's intimidated. She's gonna be like, guys, it's okay, we're gonna make this right. Looks like this was an accident. I'm going to investigate this. We'll get to the bottom of this. Don't you guys worry. Please.
Bathwack's trying to figure out how to carry two corpses. At least Captain Clockface is alive.
Oh my gosh.
Just put one on each shoulder. You'll be well balanced. It's fine.
That's what he's trying to do. What else am I going to do? I can't dismember Captain Clockface and stuff him in my backpack. Right?
Clearly you've thought about it.
We talked about that. Can't see 3PO, I'm sorry. I mean, you could try. I mean, who knows?
So Bathwack currently has 12 plus 2 limbs, right? That right? He's got Captain Clockface, he's got Selenia, and he's got the former Ricardo construct sticking out of his backpack.
Oh, I forgot you kept right? that. Yeah.
Wow.
I basically look. I look like this.
Yeah.
But much less coordinated.
And a lot more scary now, because now you're carrying an actual, like, human, you know, like, flesh and bone.
She can explode at any moment, guys.
Yeah, she can.
Exactly. If I've learned anything tonight,
yep.
innards could go flying everywhere. so this is all Gwen's happening.
Gwen's going to be, Gwen's just going to be like, all right, What are we gonna do with this body? Where are we taking this?
She's not dead. We're gonna bring her back to life.
Yeah.
Well, she is dead.
Where are we taking this?
We have to go get some diamonds.
To be healed. Patrick actually looks confused.
We're gonna walk around with a dead body.
That's okay. We were gonna get on our lizards and go anyway. By the way, the lizards are still there, guys.
Hold
Where's
on, guys,
Will?
What do you think? Didn't the people who were chasing her just say, wait, Palula's here, right?
She is.
What happened?
So we were in the tavern. We were having a drink. And she... I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. She just jumped up. She grabbed someone's money pouch and bolted. She just ran right out the front door. I don't know why. I was not part of it. I chased after her like everybody else did. And she ran ahead. I saw you running after her. And now here we are.
Is the money pouch still around?
Yeah, I'm going to take a moment and lay her down gently on the ground. And see if we can.
She was clutching it, so yeah, it you don't even have to search for it. It hit the ground.
It fell on the ground.
Yeah, it's there.
Gwen's gonna grab it. Gwen's gonna be like,
I'll hand it to you or whatever. Yeah. Well, wait, what's in it? I mean, maybe there's something that maybe she noticed something. Maybe it's not just a pouch of money.
But it's not ours.
Yes, but,
well, we can just make sure it doesn't have anything else in it. But she
there
might
could be more to this than just
a clue.
Taking somebody's pouch, you know.
Well, but I mean, she took it from somebody. I'm going to go back to the tavern and return it.
That's fine, but let's look inside first.
Okay.
I'm not saying we take anything out, but let's just see if there's more to this story that we're not, maybe we're not seeing right now.
But okay, as long as we don't take anything out.
And put her back on my shoulder and stand up. Sure.
All right, so, Gwen, it sounds like you have it. Are you looking in it?
No, I'm not opening it up. I'll give it back to Bathwack to open up.
All right. I'll shift the weight on my shoulders so that I can get a free hand.
And, uh-huh.
And I'll open it. I don't know. Is it like a drawstring pouch?
Yep. What mm-hmm. is it? Exactly.
Yeah. All yep. right. I'll be careful not to spill anything. And I'll hold it in my open hand and okay. Try to open the top and look inside.
Yep. So you look down in and you see a mix of some coins, not too many. Mostly a mix of silver and copper. You see a couple gold pieces sparkling mm-hmm. within. That's all you see without dumping it out.
I'm going to sort of stir it with my finger and just see if there's anything else there.
Okay. Yeah, you see, sort of stirring it up, you can see two gold pieces in there, and then the rest are copper and silver. You think like 20 or 30 other coins, not gold.
Are there any markings on the faces of the coins? Because I know that we were talking about, you know, we had our money from Barovia, and we had the money that had the monkey mm-hmm. symbol on it. And
yeah, you see a lot of monkeys in there.
All right.
No Strahd faces.
I'll pull the string shut. I don't see anything other than money here. Anyone else want to take a look?
No,
I don't really understand what's going on. Why would she do that?
I don't know. I don't know if something was over her. I mean, we didn't really know her very well. And maybe she was just a common cut purse. I don't. She was in jail when we met her, so I don't know how much we can believe what she told us.
Do we want to ask her?
It couldn't hurt, right?
Yeah, it couldn't hurt. Let's ask her.
Okay.
I'll continue to hold her. Bathwick feels terrible, by the way. But maybe you can't tell. Because he just shouted at the entire crowd.
Well, it's a sign of extreme emotion, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then Gwen's going to cast Speak with Dead.
Okay. So Gwen's going to cast Speak with Dead, but first we're going to jump back to Will. So, cool. Will,
do I have to go?
No.
Will, you missed it. Bathwack killed somebody.
I am so disappointed.
You miss all the good stuff, Will.
I seriously do. I miss everything.
You might hear about it later. Who knows?
I definitely will. I'm sure I will. That's
you guys don't tell Will when he comes back.
Gwen's already catching on how the group works. Let's fuck with him. Yeah! That's amazing.
Bathwick casts Command. Don't tell Will, but he just casts Eldritch Blast and kills all of you.
Yeah.
His Eldritch Blast is enough to kill everybody? Yeah. Wow. He's level 10 characters. Awesome.
So yeah, you've assumed human form in this room full of bins full of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are and you doing? So like I said, I have like a couple bags. I'm going to start filling them. And then like, as I do that, I remember that I have an immovable rod and I go and I activate it in front of the door so nobody can get in just in case it starts being unlocked while I'm filling these bags.
Okay.
So I feel like I have a slightly more time. Mm-hmm. I start really
you
trying
take a nap?
To get... Yeah, I take a nap.
Okay,
well, I Scrooge McDuck, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. No, I pick out as many platinum pieces as I can. Like,
there's lots and lots of silver and copper.
Okay.
There's a significant amount of gold. Mm-hmm. Platinum is few and far between.
All right. Well, then I'm trying to... At first,
How much time do you want to take? Total.
Would I be able to... Like, as I... You know, at first, just scooping, right? Scooping into a bag. And then I look mm-hmm. around
supermarket sweep style.
I realize I want to make sure that my plan that I have is going to work. Would I be able to, like, roll for... I don't know what it would be, but, like... like an arcana check to see if I think this room is enchanted like the other ones were where we couldn't dimension door out.
Roll an arcana check. You can't do it on D20 or on roll 20.
Oh, that's true.
Tonight.
Okay.
Apparently.
What is that? That's a 19.
Nice. Plus something. 21.
21.
Okay. So you, I mean, you're not someone who's ever done anything to make some sort of spell like that or whatever. You don't necessarily think that that's... You don't see anything that would lead you to believe that that is true here. Also, you know that a lot of stuff has changed in this town since Crumplemire has died.
That's true, but I don't know if Will...
I'm just trying to point out everything you had magic.
Yep. So he knows that there's more magic than just whatever Crumplemire could cast.
Sure, absolutely.
So he doesn't necessarily think that all this magic that is across all the town is gone.
Right.
So he's worried about that. So
you this also, this room is not like hidden behind some sort of like crazy magic wall like some of the other rooms you've been in, like the rooms in the back part of that other floor you were on. So all of that, if you had to bet, you would bet no, but you're not sure.
Okay.
You don't know of a way to be sure.
I am going to take 3 minutes.
Okay. All right. So you take 3 minutes. You are able to find 20 platinum pieces.
Oh, okay.
And then you're able to fill whatever bags you have with basically gold.
I want to make a point that I have 3 bags. Well, actually, I have more than 3 bags. 2 are empty. 1's a leather bag. 1's a silk bag. These are from various places in Barovia. The other bag I have is a bag of marbles that Bathwack gave me. I pull out that bag. I look at the marbles and I fucking whip them on the floor. And then I fill that with money because Will is pissed. Symbolic.
It's at that
gesture.
That very moment that Bathwack cast Eldritch Blast.
The marbles messed up the magic. All right, so 20 platinum and then three bags of random money, I guess. All right.
Mostly gold.
Mostly gold?
Yeah. There's enough gold that you're able to...
Oh my god.
To make that happen.
Okay, awesome. Well, you're going to have to tell me how much that is at some point, but yes. And then once that happens,
it's
four
gold pieces.
So nobody is even, there's no sounds, there's nothing. I'm not perceiving anything. That's amazing. Okay, I go over to the door and I take my immovable rod.
Okay.
And I need to look at my spells to make sure that I can still do this without completely destroying myself. Yes, I'm going to cast Dimension Door.
Okay.
And try to go out in like maybe the alley that I changed into Crumplemire in.
That's
or
close
something.
Enough.
Yeah, like a an area that I have obviously been in because I have to be able to picture it. But outside the building.
Okay.
Can I do it?
Poof. Bamf, you're
you
there.
You guys, they just stole stuff. Like the cops are just there. Hey, what are you doing? I think I'm getting away scot-free, but I don't know.
And then
know.
There's a Mini Cooper, and you get into it, and you ride around the back alleyways of Morrow's Inlet. You
eventually land the Mini Cooper onto the lizard.
Yes!
High five! Yes. Which movie is that?
The Italian Job.
Italian Job. That's what I was trying to think of. All right. Cool. Wow. Okay, so...
I could just picture the lizards just like slightly sinking into the water as the Mini Cooper lands on them. Gently floating away down the river.
And then the Mini Cooper explodes and innards fly everywhere. Did I learn that right?
Yes.
It's biology. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
What about the endoplasmic reticulum?
Ooh.
Rough or smooth?
Well, rough, of course.
Rough. Denise likes her endoplasmic reticulum rough.
Our oldest son has started learning about cells this year in school.
Yeah.
And today I asked him what is the powerhouse of the cell so many times that his eyes rolled out the back of his head.
And Eric is trying to explain the meme joke, like how it's all over the internet, that people can only remember that from science class or whatever.
Yep.
Ask him what the central dogma of molecular biology is.
He'll know it. You think he doesn't? He's almost 10.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
His favorite book is Diary of a Wimpy Kid, okay?
Yeah, come on. Whoa.
If you search central dogma, the thing that comes up is the central dogma of molecular biology, blah, blah, blah.
There it is.
Yeah, the central dogma is... DNA to mRNA to protein.
It's not just like, it's not like, you know, because there are many central dogmas, but the central dogma is
the one
about
of
molecular biology, according to the internet, right? I mean,
also, Bathwack's a murderer.
Yeah, Bathwack is a murderer.
That's the second central dogma.
I think that's definitely Will's
central dogma. A murder hobo.
Oh,
we're learning so many things tonight.
I know. It's overwhelming.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Bad news for Beth.
So you've cast Dimension Door, and you're back in that alleyway.
Bad news for Will.
You still look like Crumplemeyer?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, oh, wait. I don't know how magic works. Would it be possible for me to... Well, I guess I could cast it before I leave because mm-hmm. nobody was bothering me. Okay, I think I'm going to...
I mean, Bathwack was bothering you, even though he wasn't there.
The whole time?
You slipped on those marbles a couple times. Ah, fucking Bathwack!
I love that.
I do it to myself.
Foreshadowing.
Like, blame him.
Oh, I don't know.
I am going to actually change myself to look like the lady at the desk I just talked to before I leave the building.
Okay.
And Dimension Door. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I told her to send the other person. So
epic showdown between Will and Bathwack in the ballroom at Chuck E. Cheese.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
It's where a kid can be a kid and a turtle can be a turtle.
100 episodes from now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese ballroom requiring the most formal of dress.
Ballroom.
All right. So you exit the alleyway, and as you do, from the front of the Tomorrow Today offices burst a cadre of militiamen.
Oh.
And they start running away.
I freeze. You know, I try to, because I don't want them to run uh-huh. into me, and I'm dressed yep. up as this lady. I didn't realize I was going towards the front. I didn't want to...
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. I'm sorry. What I thought was I would be going towards the back, so I wouldn't be going towards the front.
Well, there's the way where you change. There's not like a back exit or
okay,
whatever.
I didn't understand that.
They burst out the front and they look like they have purpose.
Okay,
and they're heading towards the docks.
Would I have known that I couldn't go out the front? Go out the back, because I would have changed into something else. Because I wouldn't
yes,
want to be the
that.
Lady that. Was okay. just in there.
So what would you have looked at? Like
the plain brown guy.
Brownman.
Brown,
Mr. Brownman.
Brown suited man. Yes.
What's his voice?
I don't know. Something like this, I think. I think it was something like this. Very boring.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah,
I'm like straightening my, you know, I'm trying to like tuck the money. You know, I tried to do that before I left, but I'm like trying to make sure I look very...
You have a pot belly now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's down my pants, that's for sure. Pot pants.
Belly.
Pot belly. I
giant
it.
Cod piece.
Yes, I have the biggest of cod pieces.
Put that on the spreadsheet. All right.
Pot cod piece.
So yeah, they rush away from you towards where Rafina and Gwen had went initially. Last session.
Okay, well, I'm looking to see if I see Bathwack. I'm surprised I don't.
Okay.
See Bathwack.
You do not see Bathwack.
Okay. I go over to the front door and peer in to see if he's in there. I could have sworn he was going to chase me.
He's not in there.
He's not in there. Mm-mm. And now I look around and realize I'm alone because I guess I don't see anybody I know, huh?
Correct.
I celebrate and I die happy.
You fly away.
Yeah. All right. So the militiamen are running. Okay. I guess I'll just casually start following the militiamen, I guess, hoping that I'll run into somebody or find out if they're gonna catch these people.
Got it. Okay. All right, so Gwen, Bathwack, Rafina, Mo.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Gwen, you're about to cast Speak with Dead, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. What is Gwen casting Speak with Dead look like? We've seen Will cast Speak with Dead a few times. What is it like when Gwen does?
Well, it's not so much how it looks, but it's more how it smells.
How it smells. That's what I was
gonna
say.
Mine was stinky. What's yours like? Is it sweet?
It's the smell of like black licorice.
Ooh, that's the worst.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, I hate it. So that's perfect.
And like just those little wafts of black smoke kind of like go into Selenia's nostrils. But yeah, it just like everyone has like smells this like this scent of black licorice.
Mm.
Okay. Okay. And are you still holding her, Bathwack? Or yeah. did you lay her down?
I thought you put her down for this.
Wait, he put her down.
I can
to get.
I did lay her down to get the search for the coins. Yeah,
but then you did pick her back up.
Do we need her? Do we need her to be on the ground for this? Or
no? I think you picked her back up. It's probably better for Gwen's back. So, in honor of Denise, you picked her up. All right. So yeah, speak with dead. This black smoke and anise fills the air.
Anus.
And yeah, her eyes open. They're blank white eyes, and her mouth opens. And you believe the spell has been cast successfully.
Yeah. See, Bathwack, this is how you cast a spell. I cast speak with dead. When I cast speak with dead, you'll notice that I did not cast Eldritch Blast again on.
Bathwack tries to talk and casts Eldritch Blast.
Shoots out of his mouth.
Next time you go to the bathroom, man, be very careful.
Yeah, yep. Oh. Destroy that toilet.
You hope. That's the good outcome.
Oh, no.
Anyway. Oh, creepy! What is this?
This enables us to ask her questions beyond the grave.
I think we get five, right?
Yeah, we can ask her five items.
All right, normally this is a whole session for Pork Fried Dice, just figuring out what the questions are going to be. Let's see how this goes. It's 11:17.
This is Denise, man.
She's efficient.
Blow me out of the water.
So, you guys mind, do you want to ask or something, or do you want me to just go ahead?
Do you forgive me?
Bathwick's going to be quiet. Just going to hold her.
I don't suppose there's anything that she would know about why Bathwack accidentally cast that spell. Otherwise, I would ask that.
No, because she would know.
She wouldn't know anything.
Yeah. Because she didn't know it when she was alive.
Exactly.
That we know. So, Selenia, why did you steal that money?
Because I had no money.
What did she need money for? We were giving her sticky bricks.
Yeah, what did you need money for?
To escape.
Who are you escaping from?
Will.
Wow.
Whoa.
Why do you need to escape from Will?
He knows me.
Oh, last question.
Is Will somebody I should be afraid of?
Yes. Nah. Complicated.
Mm-hmm. Everyone should fear everyone.
Whoa.
And then her eyes close.
Oh, that's really sad.
I don't think we need to resurrect this lady.
We're good. Throw in the gutter over there, Bathwick. Let's go.
You look over the gutter, there's just all dead people in it. That's where they put their dead in the gutter. Nice.
So why does she... You guys, I don't understand. I just don't understand why she would be wanting to escape from Will because he knows her.
I think Tivoli has some crazy things going on.
I wonder if we could fix Tivoli like we fixed Morrow's Inlet.
Oh, you mean like set it on fire? Well,
I would hate to do that again.
kill the person mysteriously in charge of everything.
Oh, no.
I'm not happy about my actions, but they had good consequences.
Yeah.
The ends justify the means. That's what I always say. And as you're having this conversation, large group of Morrow's Inlet militiamen, Tomorrow Today militiamen, come running up the street and rush right by all of you.
What?
Oh. They were after us.
Before you can even react. And strolling casually behind them, you recognize a certain Mr. Brownman. Who I think all of you have seen and know and would be, right? You can correct me if I'm wrong. That's not a hidden identity from them.
No, I'm pretty sure that I have changed. I was that when I came to this town. I looked just as plain as I could be. Yep.
Yep. Mr. Plain, just a white guy. Guys,
just a basic white dude.
You guys are going robotic on me, but it's not happening to you.
Oh, man, no.
Okay, it's not just, they're going robotic on me,
must
too.
Be our, must be our upload, huh?
What do we do?
It's weird. I'm not hearing anything weird.
Really?
That's just how we all sound at him all the time.
We all always are. Are we still robotic?
That's a little bit terrifying, actually.
It's not really happening.
The idea that...
It just happened for a second there, but
okay. So
it wasn't terrible, but like it just went a little like bloopy.
So you, but did you hear what he said?
I don't. So I said Mr. Brownman comes casually walking up the street behind this group of militia people, and you see
and
them.
What do I see? What do I see? What do I?
So
come
you
upon?
See Mo, Halula, Gwen, Rafina and Bathwack. Everybody, I think, looks relatively normal, except Bathwack is holding Captain Clockface on one shoulder and a female body draped over the other, who you'd probably be able to quickly recognize the clothes as Selenia.
Whoa! What happened while I was gone?
Oh, just you wait.
Is that a threat? What's happening?
Bathwack killed Selenia.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, what?
He say accident.
Yeah, he's apparently no longer able to control his spells.
Which spell was it?
There's something wrong with me.
Which spell
he tried
was
to
it?
Cast command.
He tried to
and
cast,
he cast
command
Eldritch Blast.
Oh, okay, all right.
Why are you?
Wait,
laughing?
Do you know what's going on, Will? Mm. Why do you understand this?
Do I understand it? No, I don't understand it. I just find it amusing because.
Matt. Also, Will.
Yeah.
Hey, Will, come on, spit it out. What are you talking about?
What? I mean, you can cast Eldritch Blast. That's totally normal, right? You've been able to do that forever, right? It has nothing to do with any kind of weird shit that's been going on lately, right? It's all good. It's good magic. Just like the questions I was asking you in Crumplemeyer's office, right? Remember that? Like 10 minutes ago or whatever, however long ago that was, when I was asking you questions about, you know... Did you make a deal with any sort of entities? But, you know, you don't want to answer those questions. So why don't we move? I guess we should get out of this town, right? That's what we're doing, right?
We need to bring Selenia back.
And also, she's scared of you. That's why she stole money.
She stole money to escape from you because you know her.
Well, she's from Tivoli. And she told me, well, when we were in Crumplemeyer's factory, we had a little discussion, and she was saying that she's from Tivoli, and she probably would... Remember, she's been running for a long time. We knew that, and now she thinks that because I know a little bit about her, she's trying to run away. Does that sound familiar? I don't try to run away, but, you know, I don't like people to know things about me. She's probably freaked out that I know something about her. And I don't know if that counts as a lie or if you need me to roll something.
I know, it's that...
I think you're obscuring the truth.
I'm obscuring the truth, but I'm also not... she never told me that she knew who I was. So I'm genuinely... She, like, I cast the detect thought spell.
Yep.
So genuinely, Will is, half of him truly believes, like, she must be afraid of me just because I cast that spell. Yes, I'm lying about that. I didn't, I am not telling the whole truth. I cast a spell to force her to tell me what her deal was, but I could find nothing in her that recognized who I was.
Correct.
So to Will, yeah, she's probably just scared that Will knows who she is a little bit. But the lie is the removal of pieces of the truth.
Sure, roll a deception. We'll see what happens.
Okay. That is an 8, but I think it's plus a lot.
7.
7, yeah, 15.
Okay.
Damn.
Are people trying to figure out Will's lying?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, insight then.
Bethel doesn't care right now.
Ooh.
So yeah, as long as 15 doesn't... If you're not caring, if 15 doesn't beat your passive insight, which is... 10 plus your insight, then you don't have any sense of... But if you're trying to figure it out like Rafina is, I need an active insight roll.
I'm doing it.
Thank you. You also need to... You need 4 gold pieces worth of diamonds to cast this insight check. Pork Red Dice turns into like a pay-to-play game or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Every right, 2 minutes, I have an ad for 25 seconds.
I love that.
Play Clash of Clans.
Oh, God. Freaking Clash of Clans. Why are you everywhere? Right. I don't understand.
I actually get... Is that true? I get an 8 bonus. Okay, great. So, I'm 5 plus 8. 5 isn't so great. But it's 13.
All right. That does not beat 15.
Which in this case I think makes sense because I'm not truly I'm
it's
not just
not
like
a terrible like outright
lying. I'm just omitting some
you're
things.
Doing your normal Will talking around the truth more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So I said that she's just trying to run away because she doesn't want
people
me to
know things
yeah,
about
she
her.
Doesn't want people to know things about her. She was in trouble with the law in Tivoli, I guess. The law. That was a good joke. No, she was running away from, I think, right? I don't know if you guys heard anything, so I don't know what to say at this point. But, you know, she was running away from certain things. I wasn't part of it, so.
Yeah, but now she was running away from you.
She was running away from me because I knew too much about her. Kind of like I want to walk away from this conversation because everyone's pressing me for information. I wasn't even here. Wait a second. Why am I being grilled over Selenia when that fucking guy killed her? I point at Bathwax.
Yeah, he stopped her from running away from you. You should thank him.
I'm not chasing her. I have nothing.
We're trying
I didn't
to understand.
Even, I'm not even interested in Selenia. I don't even know who she is. All she said was she's from Tivoli. To be honest, I thought she was maybe a Krumpelmeyer spy. I say it like under my breath because... We're in the middle of the road. Can we maybe go? So if we're going to talk and stay here, we need to go somewhere that's not in the middle of the road. If we're going to leave, then let's get out of here.
Well, I mean, I really hate to pull him into this, but I mean, Alistair did offer his home as a safe haven to me.
Also, we see lizards still there.
Yeah, and the lizards are still at the dock.
Oh, man. I really want to go and go in the river on a big reptile. Whew.
Me too.
I'm kidding. I don't want to do that. Isn't there a carriage? Did anyone notice a carriage company that might take us on a road somewhere? Or do we truly have to travel up the river the whole way?
Let's go and regroup at Alistair's. Alistair's.
Do we trust Alistair, Alistair?
I do.
Yeah, I got a good vibe, Will.
I'm very Eric's very excited about vibe. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah.
If you guys say vibe 50 times, Captain Clockface wakes up. I'm counting.
Rafina. Rafina. That's what it costs.
It has to be in
him.
Character, though.
Bye.
Rafina, you also have gotten good vibes from me, so forgive me if I don't entirely agree with your judgment of people.
The only time my vibes led me astray was in that stupid temple. Only time. Only time. We're good.
I mean, I'm fine with staying here.
At least to regroup.
I like regrouping. I said that we needed to do that before, but then we set the factory on fire and...
Then we're going.
So what are we doing here?
We're going to turn Bathwack into the police because he killed somebody. Just kidding, you guys. I don't give a fuck about Selenia. We are going to... I don't know. What are we doing here?
I don't know. I went to see anglerfish.
Mm-hmm.
No, not anglerfish. The coursing carp.
No, he was... No, do take him and throw him in river. He save him.
No, I thought we were going to see the coursing carp. I wrote it in my notes.
No.
My notes are useless. Useless.
If you want to talk to someone about gods, you talk to Mo. Mo know about gods. Coursing carp was in my lair. Chiltera eat him. He was in belly. He flop out when we kill and gash and cut and stab and eat him. And he flop out on ground and do pick up and run heroically to water and throw in. Mm. And he say he not talk to him.
Mm.
Now I with you all, because apparently you go see Aeonian anglerfish. That's okay. Who I want to meet. He and Bear Toggle.
Yes. No, that's absolutely true.
Right, but like...
This conversation never happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, okay. I guess you not get good vibe from conversation.
I don't get good vibe from lizards that we ride in the river. You guys, is there anything we can do? Yes, but I don't
want
to be
wet. Do you want by boat?
Yes.
Okay. You pay for boat?
What are we going to do with the lizards? Just leave them here?
I'm taking over here.
Good luck with that, Bathwack.
Can we get a boat that's big enough to put the lizards on too?
No.
I mean, lizards faster than boat.
Lizards faster than boat? I don't care. Boat drier than lizards.
No, I say you take lizards and keep up with boat. You stay on whatever boat you want.
Oh,
if you buy boat, Mo not buy boat. Mo have good lizard.
Hmm, yeah.
Can we pool our funds before we leave and see if we can get enough materials to kill her, to bring her back?
Go jump in a pool of your own funds, Bathwack. I'm not spending any money on Selenia. We don't even know her.
Plus, she's a life, Will.
I don't have any money.
How much is that worth to you?
How much was the small child who turned into a werewolf unwillingly's life worth to you?
Oh, snap.
We gotta listen compassionately, friends. Hey! If we need money, we can go to the river where I put the toothpick in the tree.
Will doesn't know what you're talking. What? A toothpick in a tree? Yes, but I don't know if I was watching you put a toothpick in a tree and dropping your money in the water. I know what you're talking about, but I don't think Will was paying attention. If he was, he probably only saw the end of it, like putting a toothpick in a tree. What did that have to do with anything? I don't know what that means.
Gwen's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I'm going to Alistair's.
Me too. Off we go. See you later.
Okay, bye. I'm not going to Alistair's.
That's like he heaves a sigh and falls in.
I thought you wanted to regroup.
Why don't you tell me the address? I'll be there later.
Okay.
Oh, it's 1 Alistair Lane.
Apartment 7.
7B. 7B.
7B.
You want me stay with you, Will? You give me more money for other knife?
Oh, did you buy a knife?
No, not yet. I don't go store.
That's not what I was... Mo, that's not what I was saying. You don't need to buy... If you want to buy a knife, sure. It's your money now. I gave it to you. All right. We don't need to talk about this in the middle of the street either. It's not like polite in society to like talk about money in the middle of the street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want me go with you to... Do blah for knife? New knife?
Mo.
Wait, what are we talking about? Are you giving him knife money?
I wasn't giving him knife money. I was giving him money to do something, but he assumed that I was... He wants to buy a knife, and that's fine. He can buy all the knives he wants. I'm not
going to... do something? Mo, what were you supposed to do for the money?
I never really understand the way the money works.
Mo, we don't need to talk about this right now, because if we talk about it in front of the person... Okay, Mo, let's walk and talk. Walk and talk. We'll go this way. You guys go to Alistair's. Where's Alistair's? I'll ask around, I guess, if nobody wants to tell me. They told you.
They facetiously told you one Alistair Lane.
One Alistair Lane.
I haven't given anybody any road names or street names or anything. Gwen would know the address.
I'll see you later at one Alistair
Lane. You have one address.
Lane.
It's wherever fucking that jerk Gerald or whatever the post guy lives. You know his address.
Has been so long, I don't even remember why I needed to go to his house. I don't remember.
Because he was, apparently the one that would have received the letter you got from Vera.
Vera, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, so what is it? What are we saying?
You said bye, fuckers.
I was like bye, but I don't know if anyone was saying anything. You know, walk and talk, Mo. Walk and talk. We'll go this way. I mean, unless we have something to do together, other than resurrect somebody that I don't know.
Well, I mean, I just figured we should probably not talk about this on the street with a dead body over somebody's shoulder. And the only place I can think of going now that would give us some privacy is going to Alistair's.
I like the idea of regrouping. I like the idea of chilling out and kind of finding out what we're going to do. My only problem is the last time we were regrouping, or rather just conversing, I got a little frustrated. So I don't know about sitting in a room with people asking lots of questions and that I have to feel like I'm being attacked kind of situation. I'm not really up for that.
What if we promise not to attack you?
I don't know. Can Bathwack promise that if he's trying to cast spells and killing people?
Why don't you write a new contract?
The contract already... I don't know about this contract, by the way, Bathwack, but the contract... already specifically says that he can't hurt me. So, you know, if he tries to do that, that's... And I don't know if something's already been broken in the contract. Do you think something's been broken in the contract, Bathwack?
No.
No. No. Totally innocent, you guys. So. He's totally innocent. Killing people. How many people does Bathwack have to kill so that you know that there's something weird going on?
Well, you're being very combative for someone who doesn't want to be attacked.
That's...
How about we dial it down?
Well,
no one can hear anybody now.
I was, yeah.
Oh no, wrong dial. Crap.
Rafina's like Agent Smith in the first Matrix movie.
Yeah.
If you can't speak.
Yeah, your God, that was so freaky. I mean, I think this is not a small deal, right? Bathwack just killed somebody in the middle of the street.
Well, I mean, I might know somebody who I don't know if, I mean, maybe they'd be able to shed some light on it or have an idea of what's going on. I mean, they haven't steered me wrong yet, but I'm not doing it right here.
Is it Jesus?
Just gonna let Jesus take the wheel here.
I mean, what do you guys want? I don't know. I tried to walk and talk and let you guys have your conversation, but what do you want? Why do I have to stay with
you? Aren't we walking or talking? We are walking and talking.
Yeah, I'm walking.
Will kept trying to walk away.
Yeah.
You guys had questions for him.
I was trying to walk with Mo somewhere else.
Where are you going to go, Will?
Just around. I didn't get to shop.
If you see any diamonds, can you buy them for me, please?
What?
I'll pay you back.
Wait a second. What?
It's a valid question.
You want me to buy you diamonds? Like, are we dating?
Yeah.
What's happening right now, Rafina? Why do you want
it's
diamonds?
It's time you gave me an engagement ring. It is time.
Rafina, no.
No, what is 3 months worth of your salary, Will?
Oh, that's too much. The diamond is as big as you, Rafina. If that wait, who said that? Was it Mo? Does Mo know the etiquette of buying an engagement ring? It's 3 times salary. I don't have any salary.
Very easy to buy ring.
You just put the rock on your finger.
I weird grifter in my community. I get put in jail every couple weeks.
Just look around, and because I've been working on some new spells and they require these fancy diamonds.
I mean, diamonds are expensive.
Just say you will.
I will try, Rafina.
That's right, you will.
Right, Bathwack, do you need anything? A coffee, perhaps? I'm practicing to be a magical butler when I break this fucking contract.
Oh, wait, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, what is he looking at? What's going
the
on?
The dead corpse in his arms that he killed?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, he's just looking down. That's creepy. I said, do you need anything, Bathwack? Like a cup of coffee? I'm sorry, I'm practicing to be your magical butler when I break the contract, because I think the contract is a piece of shit.
Sure, whatever, Will.
Oh. Oh, man, you guys, I used to like worry
Bathwack's
about
not
you.
All there at the moment.
Yeah, right, but yeah.
Maybe correct, maybe yeah. Will didn't notice that.
No, I think Will notices that, and he's like, you know, I used to think that you guys were like on the wrong team, like including me in your group, but you really need to take a look at that situation. Cause,
are you saying that out loud?
Yes.
All right, everybody, well, look at King.
Keep going.
Yeah, look at the King. The King, who has now decided to murder his subjects. I'm just going to keep pushing. Will just pushes and pushes and pushes.
Well, there's a certain level of self-awareness and exploration that's happening with Bathwack here, though. Though I am not pleased with some of his turtly aspects, I have to say that it gives me hope that we will get through this somehow. Mm. Bathwack, who are you going to kill now?
Yeah,
I'm not the only one with a crown.
Right.
But... just want to remind everyone, I'm not the only one with a crown.
Yes.
What does that
Gwen
mean?
Gwen is princess.
I don't. What does that have to do with anything, though?
No. Oh, sorry. No more princess. I'm sorry. I'm very excited. Okay.
Well, she's the most princessy out of all of us, okay? Like, if we had to pick a princess, right? I look around, see if anyone's offended.
No.
By that.
Why would Gwen is not princess at all. All of us are more like princess than Gwen.
Oh.
Oh, right. I love that.
Thank you, Mo.
A princess is not an elected title. We are not in a democracy, so we would never have to pick a princess. That's just silly.
Pick a princess. Yeah, I mean, like, I have a crown. I think so far I've been able to control my Eldritch Blast, but maybe... I mean, does that have to do with your Eldritch Blast?
I don't know. You broke that window.
Is the crown related to your Eldritch Blast, Bathwack? Is that what you're saying?
You drew attention to it.
I did. Because I'm picking at you right now. Because now I'm in the middle of a town square and I won't get completely mauled to death by you. I could just fly away. I am having trouble.
I'm not going to attack you, Will.
Unless you do so by accident.
Yeah.
Mo looks very excited.
Well, Will, I hope you never have the same surprise I had today.
Right. I hope so, too.
What surprise did you have today?
It's my
birthday. Yeah. He's like, did you get a nice letter in the mail?
Wait, oh, are you talking about having accidentally killed somebody?
Yeah, losing control of your powers. Yeah, that's
oh, I see. Mm. You made it sound like it was some kind of exciting
thing. I found a penny, heads up.
Mm. You know, Bathwack, I don't, like, honestly, I don't, okay, fine. Maybe we should go in a building, because this is a ridiculous conversation to be having in the middle of the street. But I see that everyone's really far away, so what's going on with that?
There's no one around, Will. I scared them all away.
Holy shit, you really did. This is like an empty, we're in our own room right now, practically. All right, fine. I certainly don't begrudge you for killing somebody, like, whatever. But it's... It's true, that's what he says.
Yeah.
But
of all the things that Bathwack's done in the past 24 hours.
Right.
That one's fun.
Whatever. We don't know her. Maybe she, I mean, what did she do? Why did you need her to halt? I guess I don't even know the full story.
Well, she, this is Halula. She was in the tavern with me. We were having a drink.
Mm.
And then she jumped up, grabbed someone's money purse, and ran away.
And that's it.
Yeah, then she was running.
She was a thief. Okay, so she said she... All right, guys, I'll tell you. She said she was a drug dealer. Apparently, she's just a thief. It doesn't matter. It's not important. Bathwack, I'm not judging you for just killing her, but I am judging you for being Bathwack and killing her. You know what I'm saying?
But in Bathwack's defense, he didn't mean to kill her. He just lost control of his powers.
And I wonder why that could be happening.
Me too.
I mean, it's not good when you lose control. I understand. So, I mean, you can't... This is a bad situation, but you can't fault Bathwack because he didn't try to kill her.
Right, but he isn't being truthful about things, and he wouldn't even answer my questions when I was trying to answer his. And I think, I don't know. I think that is sketchy. And Bathwack is a huge, powerful guy. Look at you, Bathwack. You're about to kill us all, aren't you? Just from looking all muscly and stuff. It's scary.
No, there's definitely a lot of sketchy stuff going on all over the place. Here.
You mean in Morrow's Inlet or in this, in what?
In Morrow's Inlet. I've seen more sketchy stuff the last 24 hours than I have. Okay, I have seen some sketchy stuff. All right, but I've seen a lot of sketchy stuff in the last 24 hours.
An unusual concentration of it.
Correct. Thank you.
Anytime.
It was almost like right after she met all of you.
We ruined her life.
Suddenly homeless and...
Yes. Yep.
Homeless, jobless.
Yep. Broke.
Possessionless. But I feel like we all have a lot of stuff we need to sort out. And maybe it's best... We go someplace where we can sit down, maybe eat something, and kind of figure out. Yeah, I mean, I feel that I need some guidance too. So I'd really like to go someplace where I could do that. That's not out in the open.
Go ahead.
What's the last time you've eaten, Will?
Never. I don't know. One chocolate today, I think, when we were trying to have breakfast. Oh, wait, that was yesterday.
Do you want another truffle?
No. If I do that, I'm just going to get sugar slammed in my brain.
Well, that's probably true, but you need something. You need some protein.
Right, so I'll go to a restaurant. You guys go to Alistair's or whatever you want to do.
We go to a restaurant?
Yeah, that sounds yummy. Let's invite Alistair.
The other thing is that, I mean, do you think that anybody knows that we're involved? Maybe we shouldn't be sitting down in a restaurant in this place. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe we should go to somewhere where no one can see us.
Right.
Like safe place.
I'm saying if we go together as a large group it will be very obvious. Oh, look, it's the group of people that murdered that lady in the street.
You that was just bad.
You mean the one that I'm carrying on my shoulder at the dinner table?
Right, exactly. That's kind of also off-putting. I don't know if I'm going to want to eat with that in my presence. Her dead eyes looking at me as I try to eat a hamburger. Just because we're talking about hamburgers.
Oh, hamburger. I want a hamburger, guys. Let's stop playing.
Yeah.
Let's just go to the nearest Red Robin, guys. I'll get my free birthday burger.
Yes. So lucky. Oh.
All right, so as you all standing in the center of the street, from the direction of the docks, you hear a commotion.
Uh-oh.
And you in the distance see the group of soldiers.
Oh no.
The Morrow's Inlet, Tomorrow Today soldiers coming back this way. They look like they're struggling with some people. It's hard to say from this distance.
Oh.
But you can hear some muffled shouts and curses.
Oh, we gotta go. We gotta go, far guys. Off.
Gonna see what Will says and what orders he tries to give to you all next time.
Yeah.
On Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, no. You should talk to them and see what they think. And I mean, you know.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, we're good.
He really is good. He really is. I can tell.
Can I revivify? I'm just wondering. Cause
Cleric Paladin, so no.
Right. So I can't cast something like that.
I can't.
Powerful.
Yep.
Wait, so you just decided not to heal her?
No,
I don't have the components.
She can't.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't saying she can. She says she
can. Yeah, I have the spell, but.
I mean, that's kind of like, it's like kind of, it's going interestingly going back to when we were just talking about like, what do we want out of the game? Like, what do we care about? But like, that could be a super overpowerful spell rules. If you just cast care about it all rules. The time. Right, I know. And Eric cares about rules too. And I, not so much. I don't. Well,
that's
care
why we do, when we play, we do it like, if it has an actual gold component, then you have to have it. Because typically the spells that have something with a dollar value component is kind of an OP spell. Yeah. Like when I've killed my familiar a couple times in Waterdeep. and like the one component for that, it's 10, I think it's like 10 gold of like herbs and stuff like that. I have to buy that. Or have a stockpile bought of it to be able to use my fine familiar to bring my familiar back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's only 10 gold, but yeah, like anything else a spell needs, I don't have to have, but like that, the dollar amount part, I need to have that.
Mm-hmm. Like Abby, is that something that you are like, is that going to be like inhibitive?
No, I'm going to get Will to get me some diamonds.
Right. I know. Like, that's very funny because, like, I can totally see Will being like, I got to get a diamond somehow.
I guess so. I said I would try.
I'm not kidding. Like, that's the thing. Like, Will is kind of, I think, not front brain considers, but like subconsciously is like, all right, Mom, I got to go get a diamond. Like,
right.
That's
what right,
that's
right.
My job right now is to go get a diamond. All right.
Well, no, it's really, I do, you know, I am perfectly capable of slowly and eventually changing and evolving to, you know, learn the rules and actually adapt. I'm not worried about it.
I definitely don't want Rafina to turn into not Rafina. That's the other, that's the thing that I don't like. I love the fact that Rafina's like, I pull a butt hair out of Bathwack's butt and it turns into whatever. You know what I mean?
It
like,
turns into a butt hair.
I'm not touching the Chloe.
And also, does he have hair? He probably doesn't. I just like
a pontoon boat.
I just
Leonid's tiny pontoon boat.
I love that Rafina has always just like randomly gotten shit. Like I love that she picks random things and incorporates them into her spell. And I don't want that to turn into like.
But most spells don't have a component that needs gold. It's the very very
so it can still be whatever
ones.
She wants, but.
Yeah, like, and Revivify is definitely a very powerful.
Anything that deals with reversing death, I mean, are all like the big ones.
I mean, if we, and I think like the big difference for me with that is that like, if we are trying to like do a show,
It's like, yeah, it's kind of like in all the freaking superhero things where everyone comes back all the time, like death doesn't mean anything. But Revivify should be used because it's badass. And I love that it was used for Captain Clockface. And if it had been used for Selenia, that would have been fine too. I just want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable. I like how I talk like I'm the DM. Listen, everybody. In my game, I want everyone to feel comfortable. I just want to make sure. Eric, I'm going to explain this. I think I already did too. I know that Eric inside, when that all happened, felt terrible. So he's trying to be silly, but he felt like awful because he's like, oh no, like I just realized that if everyone can cast that spell whenever they want and there's no component, and we had just had that conversation. So I'm talking for you, but like, is that even correct? You were panicking. I could tell because you were hiding
your face.
You were over there and you wouldn't talk. Well, it's also because I was like I was narrating your internal workings because I know you and I'm like watching you shrink.
Right.
So he does not want to make the game not fun.
No, that's the last thing.
So
I want.
I just think you should think about it.
It's fun when NPCs die.
I think so too. I like NPCs dying, even though like I still get so upset about NPCs dying. Like I still think of like Nat and Nick
and Selenia.
I do feel. I really wanted to talk to her more because I was still suspicious that there was something else under there. But I guess
maybe she's going to come back. Apparently, maybe get enough diamonds.
Oh man.
But Eric, you're not going to make diamonds available. That's the way you're going to play this game. I'm going to have to get Mel Huguenar to bring me some diamonds.
I mean, I'll be honest, to be transparent, it's going to be... Well, I mean, first of all, you have to make a choice because you do have to spend money on them and you only have, theoretically, a certain amount of money unless you all sneak into treasuries all over the world. So you have to choose if you spend your money on them and then what you have. So that way it's a limited resource. I don't, to be transparent, I don't want it to be something you can never do, but it should be something where you have to make a choice.
Yeah, of course.
I'll have to look at, I'm going to need to go through, because like you mentioned some of the like Crusader's Mantle or whatever, like I wasn't even aware and I don't know.
No, I made a mistake. Somehow it's just entered funny. Oh. It doesn't have a component.
Okay.
Because
I can't see myself ever caring about a spell like that having those costs. Mm-hmm. It's just that these have such like narrative impact.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's really what it comes down to, I think, is where it matters.
And that's what I think most of the spells that do need gold, like has like a set gold amount for a component, are ones that typically can bring something back, like a familiar or a person or what have you. So those are pretty like OP spells to begin with.
And I mean, we're level 10 now. That was the other difference between us now and in Barovia. Like there were spells that we couldn't even access back then. Yeah. My spells are, I mean, I guess I pick my spells like a doofus,
I'm looking now and I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's so late, but like I'm just looking to see what some of the spells are. And one of them that's crazy is Chromatic Orb apparently takes a diamond worth 50 gold pieces.
Are you serious?
Which is like...
Well, I didn't, but that was one of my, I wasn't...
I know, but it's still like just a level one spell.
Yeah,
like,
it is. It wasn't even damage. That powerful.
No,
yeah,
so like that's bizarre. What I'm going to have to go through is I'm going to go through... And look at what spells that could potentially have that, and to anybody, and say, here are the spells that I care whether you have the components for.
Okay.
That works.
It's all Abby's spells.
Every spell. So I feel so
suddenly
sad.
I regain my terrarium.
And there's a special rule that all of the components have to be procured by Will for you.
That's awesome.
Will, find me the bird of the feather of any bird.
Will is already pulled in so many different directions with so many like loose ends that he's about to like have a mental breakdown. I feel like I have to need to roll for mental breakdown, but like I imagine he would like just try to take that on and also be just, all right, Rafina needs me to fly up into a bird's nest today. Okay, I gotta factor that in to what I'm doing. Okay.
All right, let's let everybody go. We'll say goodnight.
Nightly night.
I feel so unsettled. Is everyone okay? Like, I feel like it's weird to have conversations.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
I just want to make sure everyone's okay.
Yeah, yeah, we're all fine.
And if you're not, talk to Eric. Like, Eric is going to want to make it okay. I'm telling you. He's just not good at...
Call me on the phone and we'll talk on the phone.
Eric, you won't be... You'll think everything's fine because you can't read anything, but I just, like, feel weird. It's because it's through the computer. I feel like everything is not okay, and so I'm nervous, and so I want to make sure everyone's okay. And if they aren't, that we can talk about it later and that Eric is going to fix it.
Yep. I want everybody to have fun.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I'm having fun.
Okay. Hell yeah.
I'm going to get diamonds. I'm going to get a million diamonds.
So many diamonds. It's just going to be a moot point.
Yeah. We'll never have this discussion again. Look at these diamonds. Yes.
You can raise dead and you can raise dead. Okay.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey everyone! If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.